Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. All right, Abby, we're going to talk today about some funness. Is that a word?
Funness. Let's make it a word.
Okay. Funniosity.
Nope, that's definitely not a word.
Fun. What's another way we can say it? I'm not sure.
We're going to make, just homeschool fun. Stick with
it. I'm just trying to make it fancier.
The root word. Did you read Fancy Nancy to your girls?
Maybe a couple books.
It was great for vocabulary because she'd always come up with these other words. I think you could check it off for vocab. Done. Oh, vocab's done for the day.
Speaking of that, I was going to mention this. So we were talking about curriculum yesterday and some of our curriculum choices. One of the things that we are doing this year, which Nikki Truesdell talked about this on an episode I did with her a few months ago. She talked about copy work.
Yeah.
And okay, this is so dumb. Like I know people have, you know, you always hear about copy work. When you get into the world of homeschooling, people are like, do copy work in certain areas.
Yeah.
Yes. But she like brought copy work to a whole nother level for me in that it teaches kids not just good penmanship, but it teaches them sentence structure and vocabulary and spelling and writing and reading. Like it does all of those things all in one. So copy work, we're really working on that this year.
Are you guys doing copy work?
Yes. Yeah. Wow. Even Brooklyn. And so I'm having them copy like chapters out of different books, out of the Bible, just stuff that is well-written, good literature.
Right.
And so,
There you go.
Why did I not
do this?
Put all of that in the same box together like 6 years ago? It would have been so much easier. I don't know. Especially vocabulary, because when you use when you learn vocabulary words and you're like, here's the word and here's the definition, that doesn't help me. Like I need to know it in context.
Right.
So it helps with vocabulary.
Totally. Do you ever notice that when you learn a new word that you've never heard before, now all of a sudden you hear it everywhere?
Right. Yes.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
Because your brain
I rarely use it.
You don't?
Unless I hear it again.
So then
and
you
again
should
again.
Force yourself to use it. Once you learn a new word, say, I have to use this twice today.
Yeah. Right?
So we're going to talk about the funness.
Funness.
If that's a word.
Of homeschooling. So here are some things. Here are some ideas.
Okay.
That we have that I think make homeschooling fun.
Okay.
And I actually did some research. I looked at a couple of websites too, because I thought, what am I missing? But I actually had pretty much all of them. So the first one I think are read alouds. I love doing read alouds with my kids. There's just something about snuggling up together, sitting on the couch together and reading a book together, because then you're building a relationship with them, but then you're developing a memory with
them.
Totally.
That you then can talk about.
Yes.
And I love that connection. Like when you watch a movie, but only this is way richer. And then there's something that it's like almost like an inside joke, but it's an inside story, you know? And read alouds are worked into our curriculum, so it's pretty easy. But it's one of my very favorite things, because then we talk about things and only us knows about it, you know?
Right. Yeah. Because when I was growing up, I had to read books for school, you know?
Yeah.
Like we read Shakespeare and Scarlet Letter and lots of other books that I was forced to read. But I didn't read them with anyone. I mean, our class would discuss them.
Right.
But I didn't read them with my family. And so there was a total disconnect there.
Yeah.
And so it wasn't as fun.
Right.
Where I think it's so much more fun. And not that our kids can't read books alone, but I just think there's something so unique and special about
read
alouds with our family. Yep. And they can be fun read alouds. They don't all have to be serious classics. You know, I mean, read the book with no pictures. Have you read that book?
No.
You haven't read the book with no pictures?
No, I'm writing it down.
By BJ Novak?
No.
Oh my word. It is one of the funniest books. I mean, it's for little kids, but even Lacey will still let me read it to her sometimes.
Okay. I'm writing it down.
This is like elementary, you know, early kids, even down to toddlers, but it is so stinking funny.
But I like how you say
that was Lacey's favorite book.
And you say Lacey will let you read it to her now. I've noticed with read alouds, we do a lot of read alouds, but we also do, and my kids are all a little bit older now, like I have a high school and a middle schooler, we still do picture books. And I think that makes homeschool fun because, I mean, my big kids will come join with the picture books all day long. And they're so fun. And then we discuss if we like the pictures, if we don't like the, you know, it's just super fun.
Yes.
So reading, period, makes homeschool fun, I think.
It really does.
Audiobooks.
You know, it's kind of sad because we're getting to this phase with Lacey where she doesn't want me to read her like the little kid books anymore
because
she's going to be 13.
Yeah.
And it's okay. I get it. You know,
that's not even picture books.
But I will sometimes beg her. I'm like, please, please just let me read you a Green Eggs and Ham. I can read Green Eggs and Ham fast, like really, really fast.
Yeah.
And it cracks her up. So thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.